Welcome back to Over the Bar, the podcast that is nothing but bite-sized law school survival tips. Whew, you made it. You finished the first year of law school. Congrats. You can finally exhale. But remember, there's still work that needs to be done. Stephen discusses what is next after your first year.
I would exhale at least a couple of times. Just, hey, I survived first year. Most people have jobs, whether it's unpaid internships or jobs during the summer. I would say the big thing you want to do during the summer between 1L and 2L is to try to get as many different assignments as you can at your job. So assuming that you've got a job over the summer, two things. One, seriously, exhale a couple of times. I mean, first year of law school is hard. You got spit out of a cannon. You survived. It's over. I would celebrate the fact that, hey, at least this is done. That's important. I think with your job, your internship or your job, ask for as many different assignments as you can get. Don't just do the same thing again and again and again, because you're going to need a good writing sample after the end of the summer. That's really important. And also make sure that you have at least one person at your firm or organization who you get to know relatively well, because you're going to need a reference from them. Really, one of the big things that happens during first year summer is you need good work experience and you got to get ready to start interviewing for second year summer. So that's why I'm saying make sure you get a wide diversity of assignments. Make sure you've got at least one good writing sample. And then make sure you've got a good reference from your current job, because you're going to need it, because sometimes even before second year starts or within the first month of second year, people are interviewing for their second year summer job.
Thanks for tuning into Over the Bar today. Stephen talked about how it's important to work at a job in the law field during your first summer and why it's okay to breathe a sigh of relief after you're finished. Please rate and subscribe if you found these tips helpful. And for more great information from Stephen, check out his website, CalWeaselBarTutorial.com.